That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.
Sakti was started in 1995 by a group of migrant women, and they started as a support group, and they found that within their community, one of the biggest issues that women were experiencing was domestic violence. So then it grew into a domestic violence intervention agency. And since then, it's grown from being a small office in Mount Roskill in Auckland to a national organisation that operates in Auckland, Tauranga, Wellington, Christchurch and Dunedin. But currently our Wellington refuge is the only one that's not government funded.
Can you talk a bit more about the issues that you are dealing with that might not, I don't want to sort of separate you from other women's refuges, but you have a sort of specific, not only a specific group that you work with, but more specific issues as well. Could you elaborate on those?
Yeah, so I mean, the reason why Shakti was set up was because the mainstream refuges that are centred around Pākehā culture are not culturally appropriate for a lot of the women that use Shakti services. That can be related to language barriers, people not being able to speak their language, but also people not understanding their cultural context in the specific ways that family violence can manifest in the cultures from Asia, Middle East and Africa.
So what is it that the organisation works towards? Is it mainly sort of working with those communities, or are you also trying to bring greater understanding?
One of the goals of the organisation, or the main mission of Shakti, is to ensure safety and empowerment of women from migrant refugee background communities. It's a population that is often seen as a minority, and so the issues are not always brought to light, and when it is, there can be stereotypes and racist responses to some of these issues, but they are really not helpful for the situation for women from our communities. What we really try to do is to encourage women who are experiencing domestic violence to seek help and to break the cycles of violence for the next generation. So that's one part of the work we do in terms of intervention, but in terms of prevention work, like myself, I work with a lot of young people across different high schools to change the kind of perceptions and culture of domestic violence for the next generation. So we really want to work with our communities to stop this happening in the first place. And one of the ways is through empowering leaders in the next generation who can then be ambassadors in their communities.
You do a lot of work with youth. You've had school kids that are part of your organisation running, organising events and leading marches, is that right?
Yes, yeah. So I guess it's one of the successful things that we've seen in Auckland with our programs in high schools is that when you get together a group of young people who are passionate about the same issues and who have lived experiences of some of the issues we're talking about, that can be really powerful. And a lot of these initiatives that they've done, like the Youth March earlier this year, they came from their own ideas, and what we did was support them to make it happen. So earlier this year we had a march against rape culture and forced marriage. And the issue of forced marriage is actually one of the reasons why the Shakti Youth Unit was set up, because in the early 2000s there were a lot of young women from 14, 15 that were being threatened with or have experienced forced or underage marriage. And that was an issue that I guess the adult women needed a way to respond to that was also youth-friendly, so they got a lot of young people on board to design a response intervention system to support young women.
Back to, I guess, sustainability and funding. You guys have been around for a long time. How do you sustain yourself as an organisation?
So with our intervention work, we do get government contracted funding for all our intervention services in Auckland, Tauranga, Christchurch, but we don't get it for Wellington. And we've been advocating for the last 5 years to make something happen in Wellington where we can have at least a baseline funding from the government to keep it sustained. And the reason why the Wellington refuge was set up was because two migrant women were murdered in Wellington. And that year, there was a need for us to do something about that because we didn't want to see any more migrant women's lives get taken because of domestic violence. Because obviously the existing services in Wellington is not adequate in responding to violence affecting migrant women. If it was, then the police wouldn't be referring 250 cases per year to the Shakti Refuge in Wellington.
5 years.
Yeah, and we were really optimistic, you know, when the government changed, that we thought this government seems to be more sympathetic towards addressing issues of domestic violence and increasing the funding, which they did and we're really grateful for. But for some reason, it didn't translate into contracted government funding for Wellington.
Why is there that distinction? I don't really understand.
We don't understand either.
Okay.
We haven't been given a proper explanation. But it is a decision that is made by the department in the Ministry of Social Development. So it's not necessarily the ministers making these decisions.
But this translates into a very kind of real consequence where you now have a, or you have a lack of a space in Wellington, which is our second biggest city.
Capital.
With no resources, right?
Yeah, no government resources. We're really thankful for the kind donations and the fundraising that the community does for us and the support of private trusts, but that alone cannot sustain Shakti Wellington Refuge. So we're at a point where we've got a online petition where we're asking people to sign to support, and we're going to deliver that on the 6th of December. And this is during the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. So we really need to get that rolling because we've been in negotiations with the new government since December last year, and it hasn't really translated into the outcome they would like to see.
I'll come back to the 16 days of activism, but with the petition, are you hoping that this draws attention to, or are you expecting a very kind of practical response?
We hope that it would at least attract some attention to the issue, so that there can be some government interventions on this issue. We're also hoping that with the attention on this issue, we're able to get some crowdfunding from the community so that we can sustain the refuge at least over the summer period, which is usually our busiest period.
And the 16 days of activism, this is a international campaign, isn't it? Can you explain a bit more about it?
So the 16 days of activism is an international campaign. Thousands of organisations participated around the world in many different countries. And this year, the theme is around ending gender-based violence in the workplace. And I guess like work can be interpreted in many different ways. And in terms of how we see things going with the pay equity issues that exist between the NGO sector and the government sector, the fact that the NGO sector is primarily women, and there's huge disparities at the moment between people that work in NGOs, people that work in government, and the women that work in refuge deserve to be paid a lot more than they are. So during the 16 days of activism, Shakti is doing an online crowdfunding campaign where we're also going to be releasing 16 portraits of activists from ethnic minority communities, young people and women who are working to end gender-based violence in Aotearoa and migrant communities. So there'll be stories from survivors, there'll be stories from young people that we work with in high schools, there'll be quotes from our staff and volunteers. So it's a way to gain more awareness about some of the issues that migrant refugee populations face in Aotearoa.
If people want to get involved or would like to support in some way, how can they do that?
There are several ways that people can get involved and support. You can sign the Save Shakti Wellington petition. You can follow us on our Facebook, Instagram or Twitter and share our content about the 16 days of activism. share the portraits, share the crowdfunding, donate to the crowdfunding. If you're based in Wellington, you can join us for the petition delivery on the 6th of December, which is happening at 12 noon outside Parliament. And if you are in Auckland, we are doing a art exhibition and fundraiser on the 5th of December, and the theme is Empowered Women, Empower Women. And if you or anyone you know needs support for domestic violence, you can call our 0800 Shakti number, which is 0800 742 584. So this is a 24/7 crisis line, and all our telephone counsellors will also speak at least another Asian, Middle Eastern, African language. So if you don't speak English fluently, there are other options. As an organisation, we get about 10,000 calls a year through our crisis line. And in terms of how we're funded, the government only covers around 30% of our operational costs. So we really rely on private trusts and the donations of the community to keep our services going. I think it's really important to acknowledge that even within resource distribution, there is a lot of intersectional discrimination and institutionalized racism against migrant and refugee women of colour.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.